A decade after moving to Pittsfield, Barrington Stage Company continues to expand its footprint in the city.
She don't spin those records anymore.
I won't spin those records anymore.
Annie Golden and others behind the production of Broadway Bounty Hunter christened the theater company's newest site at 122 North Street on Tuesday. Barrington Stage recently closed on the 19th century building in the heart of Pittsfield's downtown for $682,000 thanks to a private donation. Artistic director Julianne Boyd says the site will become the company's headquarters by combining a number of services under one roof.
This building, 28,000 square feet, will house so much of our organization, everything except the two theaters and our set shop. So it's our administrative offices, rehearsal spaces, music rooms, classrooms, public reception, costume shop.
Having operated out of Mount Everett High School in Sheffield for about a decade, Barrington Stage in 2007 opened the doors on a renovated 520-seat theater in downtown Pittsfield. In 2012, the company bought a former VFW building three blocks away where it operates a 99-seat cabaret space. Boyd says supporting offices and storage have been scattered throughout the city, creating inefficiencies when putting together a show.
Our costume shop was in six rooms, six classrooms, in the Zion Lutheran Church in town, and the costume storage was in my attic. And so they would have to make appointments to go because I had 80 feet of costumes in my attic. And they're all through 22 years, they're the brocades, the silks, the period clothes, and so forth.
Barrington's current office space on Union Street will be converted into company housing once renovations at 122 North Street are completed in November. Boyd says the goal has always been to create a campus in Pittsfield since the company moved to the city.
There was very little here. I mean, a lot of these places were boarded up. Nobody came to downtown Pittsfield. And now they're coming, they're coming to see the shows and rehearse. And actually, the Hotel in North is a great example of how exciting it is. Hotel in North is great. The restaurant is great. Our actors are there every night. So we're helping the economic development, I think, in a major way.
The company will keep its set shop on 4th Street. Since its founding, Barrington has produced more than 20 world premieres and offered numerous youth education programs. The company's budget has grown from $2 million to $4.3 million since 2006, while staffing has increased from 10 to 19 full-time and roughly 200 employees in the summer. Up to 100 people could be working at the Wolfson Theater Center, named for the donors, during the main season from May to October. Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer celebrated the announcement.
I can't wait to walk along North Street and see artists, writers, designers, actors coming and going from this place to that in our downtown, in Pittsfield's downtown. It thrills me beyond words. So congratulations again to Barrington Stage. Our city is a better place because of you.
Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.